Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Christmas Incorporated. Shanae Grimes Beach, Steve Lund.
So as you can see on my resume, I got an internship right out of school.
You aren't currently employed?
No. No, my entire division was downsized a few months ago.
Well, we're only interested in hiring candidates who are currently employed.
Why would I be looking for a job if I already had a job?
Well, if you have a job and you're looking for a job, then you're looking for the right job, not just a job. We only hire first-string top performers. First-string top performers are never unemployed.
So you're telling me despite my qualifications and experience, you won't employ me because I'm unemployed?
Exactly.
The interviewee shakes her head and gets up. Text, executive producers, Louis B. Chester. The interviewee sits in a waiting area decorated with red trees.
Mrs. Vince.
Riley, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Handshake.
Come this way.
So as you can see, I was awarded an internship right out of school, and I turned that opportunity into a full-time position as executive assistant to the VP of visual merchandising and brand development.
We have dozens of applicants with an Ivy League education. I'm sure you understand.
I understand completely, but I have plenty of experience.
Yes, but I need someone with the right experience.
Riley snatches her resume back. She sits and looks at her phone. The screen reads, Riley Vance, balance, $89.
Quitters never win, winners never quit.
Yeah, William Young, Young Incorporated, he burns through assistants. They're holding open interviews today. They need someone ASAP.
Riley grabs her bag.
Thanks for the hot tip.
She gets up.
Did you get that big job?
Not yet, but I just got a hot tip on a job working for William Young.
On the phone.
Who's William Young?
Young Incorporated. You've never heard of him?
Your father probably has.
Alvin, pick up the phone. It's Riley.
What's the news from the big city?
Young Incorporated. Go.
Great company. Build, buy, and sell American. In all the financial papers for the last few months, William Young is the son of the late Thomas Young and recently inherited control of his father's corporate empire.
Well, I am on my way to interview to be William Young's assistant right now.
That's a fantastic opportunity.
I mean, it's a company in transition. And where there's problems, there's profits.
Your father and I are rooting for you.
Get out there and show them what the Vances are made of.
Well, thanks for the pep talk, guys. I miss you both. I'll be home for Christmas before you know it.
Riley hangs up and looks up hopefully.
Okay.
She pulls open a glass door on an entrance that reads, Young Incorporated. The busy receptionist talks on the phone without looking up.
Hi.
She sets her resume on the desk. Occupied people chat in the lobby.
Hi. Hello. I'm Riley Vance. I'm here to interview for the assistant position.
Well, I can't guarantee you'll be seen before we fill the position, but you're welcome to wait.
Thank you. I'll take my chances.
Riley adjusts the tilting snowflake topper on a tree in the lobby.
This Christmas will be extra special.
The woman notices Riley and flashes a subtle smile. Riley sits in a chair in the lobby.
Catherine H.
A candidate in the lobby gets up and follows the woman back. A timer on Riley's phone reads 3 minutes 21 seconds.
2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Spencer T.
Another candidate gets up and follows the woman. Riley's phone reads 2 minutes 44 seconds.
Georgina K.
Riley's phone reads 4 minutes 55 seconds.
Almost 5 minutes?
No.
The woman shakes her head at another woman.
Riley B. Riley B.
Riley looks surprised.
Riley B going once. Riley B going twice.
I'm here.
Riley follows the woman back.
I'm sorry about that. I was distracted by the speed interviews. People were coming in and out of here so fast, you'd think your office had a revolving door.
Have a seat. My name is Amanda Sage. I'm senior advisor to Mr. Young.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Ms. Sage.
You have an impressive resume.
I do? I mean, I'm glad you think so.
Tell me, why did you fix the star topper on our Christmas tree?
You saw that. I didn't think anybody noticed.
I noticed.
Well, the star topper is the focal point of the tree, and if the focal point is off, then Christmas chaos is sure to ensue. I'm just kidding. But I do love Christmas, and I think it's a magical time when anything is possible. Decorating is a must because it's part of the magic. Attention to detail, striving for perfection, and making sure things are done right. Those are things that I aspire to every day.
Tell me what you see.
Amanda hangs Riley a binder of pages.
There is a discrepancy between the details page and the summary page and all of your holdings, but one are in the black.
I would have thought that financial analysis was outside of your skill set.
Well, I have a lot of what I like to call off-the-job experience. My father's been an entrepreneur my whole life. He's taught me most of what I know about the business world.
No family business to take over?
No. No, I am hoping to make my own mark on the world.
Amanda sits on the edge of her desk.
You remind me of my younger self. A young girl, about the same age as you are, who was once seated across the desk from the founder of this company, hoping for an opportunity, just like you are. William needs somebody like that, not just by his side, but on his side. And my instincts are telling me you're that person. If William agrees, the job is yours. Let's go get a few minutes with him right now.
Amanda exits.
Riley Van Arden.
Riley sees the resume, reads Riley Van Arden.
Miss Sage, there's something I need to tell you.
Well, tell them this is going to have to wait until after the new year. Make sure this goes out overnight.
Amanda talks with other people and signs papers.
While under the guidance of Thomas Young, the Young brand stood for unrivaled quality, excellence, and the indefatigable American can-do spirit. The junior Mr. Young, Gross, has a pair of big shoes to fill, taking over for his late father. Will he chart his own course, one that stretches beyond the shadow cast by his father's financial empire? Or will the company suffer from his inexperience?
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
I want to...
People sit in a conference room.
Have the freedom to be my own man and escape the media's portrayal as junior Mr. Young.
You surrendered that right at birth, my friend.
Can we just talk about the factory? Can we delay the shutdown until the new year?
No, closing the factory now is the right decision.
Riley and Amanda enter.
It protects our bottom line and just gets it off our books during the fiscal quarter.
Shutting down the flagship of Young Incorporated registers not only as a failure, but a symbolic failure under my watch. And people, I need a win in my debut.
It is a win. It's a win for the shareholders. It's a win for breaking away from tradition. It's a symbolic gesture under your new leadership.
Riley reads about the closure on her phone.
Mr. Young? Dover is a town known for its good, hardworking people. Have you been to the factory to evaluate it firsthand?
Yes, I haven't been there since I was a young kid.
Then, with all due respect, how do you know for certain that it can't be saved?
William looks quizzical.
Who are you? Who is she?
This is Riley, your new assistant.
Isn't that my decision?
Exactly. That's why I wanted her to meet you. You're on.
Okay, Riley. Say you're me. What's my first move?
I would visit the factory. Talk to the workforce. Spend time on the factory floor.
A man mockingly smiles.
Let your critics know that you're willing to roll up your sleeves and do the hard work to compensate for whatever perceived inexperience you may have.
Closing the factory
demonstrates that you're capable of making the tough decisions to run this company.
Tough decisions, absolutely, but it may not be the right decision.
Amanda nods at William knowingly.
You're not going to take advice from somebody who's walked up the street, are you?
Riley looks down and gulps. William smiles before addressing the man.
No. No, of course not.
That's why we should get her off the street before somebody else does.
The man whips around in shock.
You're hired. Amanda, send Riley to Dover immediately and have her set up for my trip.
Can you pack your bags and be on Huntley Airstrip in 2 hours?
Yes, I will be there ready to travel.
Welcome to the family business, Riley.
Thank you.
Riley exits with Amanda. William smiles. The man gives an exasperated look.
You were very impressive in there.
Thanks, Miss Sage.
I consider us lucky to have you. I'll drop by HR and make things official. Oh, is there something you needed to tell me earlier?
It can wait.
Have a good trip.
Amanda leaves. Riley exits the building while on the phone.
Hi, Mom.
Merry Christmas.
The good news is I got the job.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
I knew you could do it.
You got the job.
Couldn't be more proud of you. Good job, honey.
But the bad news is they think I'm somebody else.
I don't understand. They think you're someone else. How could you be anybody other than who you are?
Well, when they called me in, they called Riley V. Of course, I am Riley V, but there must have been another Riley V there who stepped out or got tired of waiting because, well, they interviewed me off of her resume. Hired me on the spot, but I think they think I'm her.
But you're not her, you're you.
I know, I'm me.
Well, did you explain that to them?
Well, I was afraid they would fire me.
You need to go in there right now and tell them the truth.
They'll look foolish for hiring the wrong person.
Well, they convinced them they hired the right person.
Well, that's what I'm planning to do. I'm already on the job. They're sending me to Dover, New Hampshire. The town needs the toy factory to stay open in order to survive, and, well, I think I can help. But I can't help if I'm not there.
Riley.
Mom, I need you to trust me on this. There's a lot more at stake than my job. I need to see this through, and I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. But if I am, at least I'm doing it for the right reasons.
A plane drives down a runway. A woman stands outside a car with a sign that reads, Mr. Young.
Hi. Hi there. I'm Riley Vance. I'm Mr. Young's assistant.
Piper, it's a pleasure to meet you. Is Mr. Young with you?
Oh, you're a few days too early. Mr. Young prefers to drive.
Shoot. Really? Well, Mayor Keegan hired me to drive him into town. We heard he was arriving today and wanted to extend the proper welcome.
Oh, well, you can drive me into town if you want. I'd love to get a feel for the place before I settle in.
Why not? Let me get your bags.
Oh, thank you.
The two sit in the car.
Everyone owes their living in some way to Mr. Young and the Toy Factory. People here are trying to enjoy the Christmas season, but everyone's a little bit nervous. If the factory closes and people lose their jobs, well, there won't be much cause for celebration.
I know all too well what that feels like. My dad lost his job when I was young, but he bounced back. He started his own company.
As Santa greets people on the street.
Wow, it's like stepping into a Norman Rockwell painting.
Small town living at its finest. Everyone knows everyone else's name, and if you come across someone you don't know, the general rule is to just say hi and introduce yourself. Oh, they're just setting up for the winter carnival now.
Oh, in my hometown, we have a winter parade. Santa Claus has reindeers, carolers, the works.
Well, we have a Christmas carol van.
What is a Christmas carol van?
It's hard to describe to someone without it sounding cheesy, but I promise you can't help but feel the Christmas spirit once you see it with your own eyes.
Well, I can't wait.
Snowbanks sit outside a small hotel.
Thank you.
Riley takes her bag from the driver and looks around at the front desk. The driver emerges from behind the desk.
I have more than one job.
Real go-getter.
Do you think that there's any chance your boss will keep the factory open?
Honestly, I don't know. I've been his assistant for less than a day. But this is the season of miracles. And based on my first glance of the town, I don't see how he couldn't be overwhelmed with Christmas spirit once he spent some time here.
Amanda joins William in the conference room.
I'm gonna ride instead of fly. A nice long road trip will give me time to wrap my head around what needs to be done.
I'll tell Riley. This trip will be good for you. Give you a chance to prove that you're not just Thomas Young's son. You're Mr. Young now.
I'm not terribly thrilled about visiting this close to Christmas and risk being exposed to an insufferable amount of Christmas cheer.
Hundreds of jobs are depending on your decision. Not to mention the livelihood of their families, the town. Do yourself a favor. And them. Don't come off like a Scrooge.
Blah humbug.
Drive safe.
Thank you.
Amanda exits. William picks up a tattered copy of The Night Before Christmas and puts it in his bag. From above, snow blankets roofs of the town. Riley walks down the street with shopping bags. A man follows behind her.
Hello? Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm Martin Keegan, the town mayor.
Hi, Mr. Mayor, I'm Riley Vance.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet you, Ms. Vance. Piper told me you're Mr. Young's assistant, right?
Yes.
Okay, here is my private cell number. If you call, I will personally answer it any time of day or night. If I can be of any assistance to you or Mr. Young in any way while you're in town, please, don't hesitate to let me know. Where's Mr. Young staying?
I've booked him into a suite at the hotel.
Oh, we can do much better than that. Let me pull some strings. I know some people who'd be more than willing to rent out their place. Nicest house in town. Fit for someone of Mr. Young's stature. I want to do everything I can to make Dover feel just like home for him. You know, while he's here.
Thank you.
Handshake.
Pleasure.
Okay.
Watch your step here.
Hi. Thanks.
No. You're going to love the hotel, huh? Staff are going to wait on you hand and foot. There we go. That's it. That's good.
I thought you said they were willing to rent out their house.
Martin ushers people into a car.
Willing to take one for the team. Or in this case, the town. Everyone okay in there? Good.
Martin slams the car door. Riley enters the hotel lobby with shopping bags. Another woman enters from the other side.
Can I lend you a hand with that?
Oh, I think I've got it, but thanks for the offer.
I'm Rebecca Neston with the Dover Citizen. I would love to speak to Mr. Young and get his personal opinion on closing the factory.
But he's not closing. Okay, do you have a card? Well, I will talk to Mr. Young about getting you some FaceTime with him.
Thank you.
Riley approaches the front desk.
What did she want?
An interview with my boss.
I would steer clear of her. She's a barracuda. More about making news than reporting it.
Thanks for the warning.
A motorcycle drives down a snowy highway. In the house, Riley unpacks Christmas decorations from the bags.
A little Christmas cheer should do the trick.
She affixes a garland to the wall. From up the staircase, garlands and lights decorate the foyer. Riley puts her phone to her ear. William dismounts his motorcycle and takes his helmet off.
William Young?
Mr. Young, it's Riley. I wanted to get your ETA.
GPS says I'm 2 hours out.
Great. I think you are going to love the house I rented for you, and I'll be here when you arrive to help you get settled in.
Great. Thank you.
Wreaths decorate the street. A sign reads, Stockton Street.
Okay, he is due any minute.
A red carpet sits out.
We're ready for him.
You don't think that this is just a little bit much?
There is nothing I wouldn't do to help this town, Okay, people. Now, when Mr. Young arrives, I want you to make him feel as much at home as possible. As if he'd lived here all his life, a welcoming he will never forget. Are you with me?
A group of people stands outside the house. A man holds a sign that reads, "Dover welcomes Mr. William Young." A policeman exits his car and puts on his hat. William takes off his helmet in front of a sign that reads, "Welcome to Historic Dover. Founded 1763. The policeman approaches William.
Afternoon.
Officer.
I pulled you over to give you a warning. Noticed your New York tags. You're driving a little fast. See, we like everyone to be safe when they come through our town.
Yes, I completely understand, sir.
Good. Just need to see your license and registration for the record.
Of course.
William digs in his pockets.
You know, unfortunately, it appears I have misplaced my identification.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Gonna have to take you in until you can prove your identity.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's the law.
Sure it is. Listen, Officer...
Sheriff.
Sheriff, of course. I'm William Young, the Young Toy Factory. I'm sure you've seen my photo.
Yeah, so you want to do this the easy way or the hard way?
William nods.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Just this way.
Riley shakes her head.
He's not answering. It's like he vanished.
We'll give him a few more minutes. Okay, people, come on. Let's liven up here, huh? We only got one chance to make a good first impression on him, huh? Here, Keegan. What? Okay, right. I found Mr. Young. We need to take a ride. Piper, start the car. Everyone, you stay put and we'll be right back, okay?
Where are we going?
I'll tell you in the car.
Just tell me now.
He's in jail.
Jail?
A copy of William's ID appears on a fax.
All right, Mr. Young, you are free to go. Enjoy your stay in the town. It's a beautiful place to be during the Christmas season.
Riley takes the helmet.
Well, thanks for the hospitality, fellas.
We need to talk.
Martin shuffles off behind the sheriff, who waves at William and Riley.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much.
William drops change in the Santa's canister.
This is our ride.
Mr. Young, I'm terribly sorry about what happened.
Riley and William join Piper, the driver, in the car.
Get us out of here.
Mr. Young, this is Piper. I hired her to drive us around while we're in town.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Young.
New York City, step on it.
Seriously?
Mr. Young's just being funny. At least I think he is. Aren't you?
William casts a sour look. He and Riley enter the decorated house.
What's with all this?
I thought the house could use some Christmas spirit. Make it feel more like home. You don't like it?
Like it? No, I hate it.
What do you have against Christmas?
Look, I fired people for less than this. Do you want to get fired?
Do you want to fire me? I mean, I could understand for doing something wrong, but not for doing something nice. Not to mention, I just bailed you out of jail.
You didn't bail me out of jail. I didn't need to be bailed out. I just needed to prove my identity.
Okay, wait, Emma. I seriously fired? Because if I am, I'm leaving all of these decorations up for you to deal with.
No, I'm not firing you. Look, I'm just exhausted and there's still a lot of work to do, okay? I don't celebrate Christmas. Can you please take them down?
Fine.
Thank you. Bedroom?
Riley gestures upwards. Riley exits the house with a bag of decorations. She picks up a newspaper on the stoop that reads, "Rebel Without a Clause," over a picture of William in the police car.
Well, this isn't going to be good for business. This isn't going to be good for anybody.
Riley sets the newspaper and a mug down on the dining table.
sec.
Good morning, Amanda.
You're in town for less than 24 hours, and you make the front page of the local paper?
William looks down at the paper.
Well, I thought all publicity was good publicity.
No, try telling that to the shareholders.
Look, it's the local paper. It's no big deal.
If it stayed local, it wouldn't be a big deal. The story was picked up by all the NYC tabloids. Honestly, William, the entire point of the trip was to promote a solid image of leadership.
It was a minor incident.
Look, I know you didn't do anything wrong, other than misplace your license. People are going to see that headline and assume you did. Goodbye.
Williams looks stern as he hangs up. He goes to throw his phone but is surprised to see Riley.
Cream?
What's that?
Cream, for your coffee?
Yes. Thank you.
Just doing my job.
So, you saw the headline?
I did.
And how do you think I should respond?
By doing the job you came here to do.
Right. Okay. Well, then, let's get to work.
Riley nods. Rebecca, the journalist, sighs in her parked car. As Piper, Riley, and William exit the house, Rebecca raises her camera. She covertly takes a photo of Riley and William and smiles at it. A sign reads, Young Toy Factory.
You look just like your father, William. I met him during the very first day that I worked here. He went out of his way to talk to me when he found out that I was the newest employee, and he gave me a piece of advice that I have never forgotten. He said, never present problems without solutions. Now that is great advice from a great man.
Universally considered a great man, as well as your father.
Well, this is our factory. We're one big happy family. We want you to feel like you're a part of that family as long as you're with us. And I'm hoping that you and I are going to be able to work out a solution to keep this whole family together. So, I'd like to walk you through the production line from the start to the finish. That way you get a sense of how a toy is made and lets you meet some of our workers. All right, why don't we start over here?
William and Riley follow the woman, all dressed in red and green factory coats. People pull boxes of toy cars off an assembly line. The woman points them out and she walks past with Riley and William. A person lowers a roof onto a large toy house. Workers operate machinery.
Obviously, a painting station.
William greets workers who are painting toys. Christmas lights decorate the factory.
Our problem is simple. Our costs are up, our sales are down. We just lost a major contract with a brick-and-mortar chain 6 months ago.
Has there been any progress with other sales channels?
Well, we've been trying to break into the online space, but so far, none of the majors are willing to negotiate a rate of commission for us that makes any kind of sense with our price point.
Okay.
And they're saying that our toys are too traditional.
What about effort towards new products?
Well, so far, we don't have anything beyond the concept phase. We don't have the resources to put into the research and development for a new product line.
Well, what we need to do is take what may appear to be a weakness about our product and market it as a strength.
Any suggestions you have, we are more than happy to take them.
Oh, I had one of these when I was a kid.
Riley holds a talking teddy bear.
Sorry, I'm feeling nostalgic. My dad got me one of these for Christmas 1 year, and I loved it so much until the batteries died.
I love you.
Unfortunately, every toy has its time. Excuse me, I'm going to have to take this.
Did you ever get one of these? It was the gift on Christmas morning that year.
What's your name?
Cute.
Oh.
Riley raises a toy magnifying glass to her eye.
Oh, wait. Don't move.
William sweeps an eyelash from her face.
Get that eyelash. Make a wish.
Riley blows the lash away.
I'm hungry.
I've got it.
William looks confused. He follows Riley to the factory floor.
I present to you the Christmas wishing bear.
That's Jeffrey the Bear.
Not anymore. It is now a Christmas wishing bear. Everybody needs a miracle in their life, a little bit of Christmas magic. So we enable people to give each other a Christmas wish. We'll reprogram the voice chip so he's not complaining about being hungry or tired anymore. Instead, he'll offer hope, a wish, a Christmas wish.
So does he grant multiple wishes or just the one wish?
That is open for discussion.
The solution creates more problems than it solves. I mean, how do we get all this done and distributed in the time we have? How does a $10 item turn the entire factory around?
And how do we get kids to be interested in this when it's so close to Christmas?
But it isn't just for kids. I think adults would love it, too, and that gives us a bigger market.
Well, it's obsolete merchandise already written down, so anything that we make would be pure cash flow.
She flips through a ledger.
If we were able to sell the entire inventory, let's just say that would do wonders for our bottom line. I could have a merchant website up by the end of the day.
And we could reach out and get the entire town involved, you know, have them send out emails, tweets, get the word out. We wouldn't have to spend anything on advertising except for our time.
Maybe we could look at rebranding some of our other products. What do you say, Mr. Young? Do we have your blessing?
I still think it seems like an impossible task.
Nothing is impossible at Christmas time.
All right, prove me wrong.
Riley grins.
Joe!
Cars drive down the Christmassy street. A flyer reads, a Christmas fair to save a town.
I love it. I'm going to buy 50 of these and give them as gifts to all my constituents.
Oh, well, that is a great start, but I need you to get the entire town on it. Spread the word, email, tweet, shout it from the rooftop, send carrier pigeons. Just do everything you can. Think of it as our own grassroots Kickstarter campaign.
Consider it done.
I'm going to reach out to my dad as well. He's got relationships with buyers and sellers all over the world through his online store. So who knows? Maybe we'll be able to sell all of the old vintage inventory. With any luck, we'll pull off a Christmas miracle.
I certainly hope so. Give me a few of these.
Thank you.
Piper exits a restaurant onto the street.
Piper, I have another job for you. I need you to get these to anyone willing to spread the word. And please tell them to forward the link to everybody they know.
Don't worry. I'll get the word out. Like Santa around the globe on Christmas Eve.
Well, thank you.
Riley continues to hand out flyers.
Hi.
Unfortunately, nothing here has changed at all. All the books are still completely upside down. I wish I could do something. I really do. But honestly, you would need a miracle.
Riley listens out of sight as William talks on the phone.
Yeah, I guess it's just a matter of timing. I can go through the motions, keep up appearances here, protect the comedy image. Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
Riley sits on a park bench at night.
Is this seat taken? Oh, my.
The Santa sits down.
You look like you got the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Not the world. Just the town. I'm trying to come up with a way to save the toy factory.
I find the most complex problems are often solved with the simplest solutions.
That's a nice sentiment, Santa, but this is no easy task.
I said simple. I didn't say easy. You've got your work cut out for you. But you're not alone. You've got a whole town behind you. They're all hoping and wishing for the same miracle. Believe me, that's a powerful thing. More powerful than you might realize. That's real Christmas magic. If you can help William find his Christmas spirit, you'll genuinely do the right thing. Remember, this is Christmas time. It's a season of miracles.
Riley nods, smiling. Riley comes up to William at the Christmas carnival.
Hi.
Hi.
The mayor was wondering if you'd be willing to make an announcement to the town about our plan to save the factory. Help get the word out.
I'm not quite sure I'm the best candidate for the job. I mean, I'm an outsider to these people, right?
You'll be great. You're better than Mr. Young himself to spread the word.
Martin approaches.
Good evening, Mr. Young.
Hello.
It's good to see you again. Riley, I want to apologize again for what happened the other day. Our sheriff is a little bit too by the book. We had every intention of giving you a proper welcome, and, but, well, I mean, never intended for it to turn into such a disaster.
I'm sure your heart was in the right place, sir.
So, we'd like to make up for it by making you our guest of honor at the Winter Carnival. Now, if you'd be so kind as to follow me, Mr. Young, the entire town is so looking forward to meeting you. It would mean the world to us. Mr. Young, okay. Come on. Yeah.
Martin motions Riley and William along.
Hello, everyone.
I'd rather be facing a firing squad than this much Christmas.
Welcome to the 114th Winter Carnival celebration.
Martin speaks at a podium on a stage.
Are we feeling good tonight?
Yeah!
All right. Now, I'd like to say a few words before we get started. Our town owes a great deal to the Young family. Their factory has kept this town thriving for over 50 years. Here representing them, and our guest of honor tonight, William Young himself.
Martin motions for the crowd to cheer louder.
Good evening, everyone.
Are you going to keep the factory open?
Yeah.
Good question. We have a plan in place, but we will need all of your help to make it happen.
How is that going to keep the factory open?
A Christmas wish to save a town. It's a fantastic plan.
Yeah.
Now, if each and every one of you spread the word to 5 people that you know outside of town, and they in turn spread the word to another 5 people, well, word will spread like wildfire, right?
Yeah!
Are we going to do it? Are we going to do it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this would go over better.
Well, it's not your fault.
I feel like it is. Is there anything I can do?
No, just enjoy the carnival.
William leaves. He walks holding his forehead.
Hello, William.
Hello, Santa. Hi. Wait, how do you know my name?
Oh, there isn't a person in town who doesn't recognize William Young when they see him.
Don't tell that to the sheriff.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe one.
No offense, Santa, but this doesn't exactly seem like a good location to be collecting donations. There's no one around.
You're not exactly no one. Out of everyone in the entire town, at the moment, you have the most to give.
I'm embarrassed to say that I don't have any cash on me. Everything's plastic these days.
How terribly true. You can give when you're ready.
William smiles wistfully and nods.
Okay. Good night, Santa.
Good night.
William examines his motorcycle. Riley exits the house.
Morning. I lost track of you last night at the Winter Carnival. How'd you end up?
Can an overindulgence in Christmas cheer give you a hangover?
In my experience, it should be quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you treat Christmas like it's your own personal kryptonite?
You know, I think this town is my own personal kryptonite.
He holds up an unflattering headline.
If you're committed to keeping the factory up and running like you say you are, you just need to prove that you're invested in the town.
Riley turns to walk back inside.
What do you suggest?
Since you asked, I have made a list of activities to get you out and about. Connect with the town, show that you can fit in, be one of the regular folks. It will go a long way in helping us tailor the public image of you and the company.
Riley walks back inside. William looks ponderous. A sign reads, ice skating. William skates around the empty rink with athletic skill.
This wasn't on my list.
That's exactly why I picked it.
We need to get you doing things with visibility. Renting an entire skating rink for a night is more like invisibility.
Baby steps. Okay? Speaking of baby steps, get out here. Let's go.
Okay. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Winter sports were a big part of my family growing up. Played hockey in both high school and college. Could have gone pro.
Why didn't you?
Riley grips the wall.
Because I was groomed to take over the family business from the day I was born. There really wasn't another option as far as my dad was concerned.
Do you ever regret it? Not following your own path?
I can't help but wonder what if every now and then, yeah.
Well, in one way or another, we're all trying to keep the what ifs of our past from defining us.
Hold on. Is this your first time on skates?
First time since I was 5. So I think it's probably best if I just keep a safe distance, not risk losing any teeth.
Nonsense. We came here to skate, and you will skate. Plus, you're covered under the company dental plan, so it's fine.
Oh, thanks for the vote of no confidence.
Okay, come here. I'll have you skating on your own before you even realize it.
He takes her hands.
Oh, ballet lessons. That was my mother's weapon of choice to keep me busy after school. I much preferred hanging out with my dad, helping get his startup off the ground. He's an entrepreneur. And he always said, you can do anything you want as long as you work hard enough at it. For my dad, though, something always seems to go wrong right before he has the chance to grab the brass ring.
William lets go.
Don't look now. You're skating by yourself.
Oh, my God.
Guess all those ballet lessons finally paid dividends, huh?
Or you are just an incredible skating coach.
Maybe. You ready for a triple axel?
Oh, right. Don't go too far.
Look at you fly, girl.
Unseen, Rebecca takes photos of them.
You never do. Just go flying into the woods.
The outside of a cafe is decorated with wreaths. A barista makes coffee.
I will have a triple vanilla espresso, dry, extra hot. And for the lady, a peppermint mocha with extra peppermint.
Really?
Am I wrong?
No. He's smooth.
Thanks, Piper.
How'd you do that?
It's just one of my talents, I guess. I don't know. I can read people. I may not have the business savvy that my dad had, but I can read just about anyone.
Okay. How about Piper over there?
Piper. She's hardworking.
We all know that.
Okay. She's making up for a lack of self-confidence. She's in a rut, but she's digging herself out with everything she's got. Maybe because of a breakup with a guy.
So every time a girl's in a rut, it's because of a guy?
No. Not you.
Me. What?
You're not in a rut because of a guy. You're just too smart.
Funny.
I mean it. You know what I need to do before I ever do it. Amanda doesn't even know that, and she's known me since I was a baby.
So I'm just too smart, and that's my problem.
No. Your problem is that you're not a CFO or a CEO or a VP. You don't have the luxury of being born into one of those positions. People like you usually get fired before you ever make it to middle management.
And I was just starting to like you.
I know, but if you let me finish, I was going to say that people like you are the ones who succeed, or the breakouts. You can't make it in corporate America, so you carve out your own niche, breaking away from the norm and creating something special.
Good save. You better mean that.
I do mean it. I promise. You are something special, Riley.
Here are your drinks.
Cars pass by the hotel. Inside, Riley walks past a stack of newspapers that read, William Young, just skating by? Over a picture of him ice skating.
Told you she was a barracuda.
Yes. Yes, you did. So what's your story?
I'm the big city girl who follows the small town boy to his small town, and when he dumps her, she stays around.
Big city?
Chi-town, Chicago. Home of the White Sox, deep dish pizza, Al Capone. Anyways, I fell in love with this place at first sight, and everyone was so welcoming, I couldn't bear to leave. Especially after my first Christmas here.
And the boyfriend?
He moved back to Chicago. Typical, right?
Tree branches sway in a breeze outside the cafe. Inside, Rebecca sips from her mug as Riley enters.
We need to talk.
Are you following me now?
I have an offer for you. Full access to Mr. Young for one no-holds-barred interview.
In exchange for what?
In exchange for you backing off of him with the snarky headlines. I need to get him some positive press.
If you want him to get some positive press, I suggest you get him to do something positive.
You're attacking the one man who can save this town.
No, I'm not. I've seen his type before. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk.
You're wrong about William.
He is a spoiled rich kid who has earned nothing. He was born into money.
He's gonna put his money where his mouth is.
Oh, really? Can I quote you on that?
No. No quote.
So even you don't believe that. William doesn't care about this factory or this town. Like me, he knows that this tired town lost its luster a long time ago.
Then why are you still here?
Well, I'm not gonna be for much longer. Your boss is the biggest thing that's ever happened here, and he's my ticket to the big time. My first article on him blew up. And because of it, I have several other job prospects that are gonna get me out of here for good. So if you don't mind, have a nice day.
Riley leaves. Rebecca watches her with a thoughtful expression.
Thank you, ladies.
William exits a store onto the street. Riley approaches from the other direction.
Hi there.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just wanted to make myself a little special meal.
You cook?
I am not without skills, okay?
All right, let's see. Chicken, Ritz crackers, cream of mushroom soup. What exactly are you cooking?
A little special family recipe.
You're gonna mix all of that together?
Yes.
Is it edible?
I'll have you know, I intend to make you eat those words. Why don't you join me for dinner? Come on, there's enough for two. At least, let me defend my family's honor in the kitchen.
Sure. Why not?
Great. Trust me, it is going to be simply scrumptious.
We'll see about that.
Little dish called chicken on the Ritz, something my grandmother made for me as a boy.
William unpacks ingredients.
Oh, I get it now. Ritz crackers, chicken on the Ritz. It's Ritzy.
An elegant dish, she used to say. She taught me how to cook before I left for boarding school.
Oh, well, you must have been a hit with the ladies. A girl loves a guy who knows how to cook.
I may have been if I didn't go to an all-boys boarding school. But all my friends seemed to like it. They would come by every week for Sunday dinner, and sometimes some of the teachers, too.
No way. So popular.
I know. It was party time. There's a bottle of white wine in the fridge. Would you grab it for us?
Yeah.
Right.
The two eat at the formal dining table.
Okay. All right. I had my doubts, but I have to admit, it tastes pretty good. I've been proven wrong. My hat is off to the chef.
My grandmother's culinary honor remains intact.
I get the sense you two were pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. She was the best person I've ever known. And she was smart and caring. And she was always delighted to see you. You sort of remind me of her.
Just what every girl is dying to hear, that she reminds a guy of his grandmother.
Okay, well, to clarify, I meant you remind me of her more like her character, not that you present a grandmotherly demeanor in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. So.
Yeah, nice save.
Yeah, thanks.
So do you have any other hidden talents besides cooking I should know about?
Well, I guess you'll just have to wait and see.
Rebecca snaps photos of them through the window. Riley walks by the papers in the hotel, which now read, William Young, mystery date, over a photo of him from their dinner.
Are you the mystery woman?
What? No. Of course not.
I was just joking, but you lost your cool way too fast. You are the mystery woman.
It wasn't a date. He was just making himself dinner and invited me to eat with him.
He made dinner for you? No man makes dinner for a woman without an ulterior motive.
It is not like that.
Well, like it or not, you went out on a first date with your boss.
Okay, can you stop saying that? Because it's not a date unless you call it a date, and it wasn't a date.
Wow, you really like him.
I've lost my mind.
I mean, you'd have to be crazy to be attracted to a successful, good-looking man.
One of the teddy bear flyers sits on William's motorcycle. William walks down the bustling, Christmassy street. He takes the flyer from his bike and smiles. Riley stands in the distance, handing the flyers out.
Hey, Amanda. Listen, I'm going to have to extend my trip by a couple days. I need some more time with the factory decision.
You've had a change of heart.
Yeah, the heart is definitely involved.
Let me push some things around on your schedule. I'll make it work. Bye. Run this down to Benjamin. I'd like to squeeze a hiring announcement into the company newsletter before distribution.
Garrity walks through the factory.
Mr. Young. How would you like to participate in our Secret Santa?
I don't know what that is.
Well, every employee that wants to participate puts their name in the hat. You pick a name out of the hat, you buy that person a gift, but it's a secret. So you become the Secret Santa for whoever's name you pick. It's voluntary.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Great.
Sure.
William reaches his hand in the hat.
Emily Lamb. Which one is she?
Emily, come over here.
A woman comes over, dressed like an elf.
This is Mr. Young.
Oh.
Pleasure to meet you, Emily.
Nice to meet you too, sir.
Emily is our youngest employee at 17. She comes here every day after school.
I'm trying to save up for college.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Hi, Pepper.
I got your message telling me to meet you here. Is it about the headline? Because to clarify, despite what the papers claim, I know that it wasn't a date.
No, it is not about the headline.
Oh, never mind.
But since you brought it up, no, it most certainly was not a date. It was just good food and good company.
Yeah, good food and good company.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Not that it needed clearing up.
No, exactly.
So then why are we here?
Right. I need your help.
William gestures Riley over to a restaurant table.
With some gift shopping.
Christmas shopping?
Gift shopping.
William digs in his pocket and hands Riley the slip of paper from the hat.
Emily Lamb is the only name on this piece of paper.
That's because Emily Lamb is the only person I need to shop for.
Who is Emily Lamb?
She works at the factory. I pulled her name at the Secret Santa.
I'm sorry, it's just kind of funny. The guy who doesn't celebrate Christmas is being forced to go Christmas shopping.
For the last time, I said gift shopping.
Okay, gift shopping. But about your whole non-believer status, I think you would feel unburdened if you just told me why you don't celebrate Christmas.
I doubt it.
I'm serious. It'll be like I am sharing half of that burden with you.
And how is that exactly? I don't follow.
Right now, you have 100% of it bottled up, contained inside of you. But by Darius, it'll be like I am sharing half of that burden with you.
And how is that exactly? I don't follow.
Right now, you have 100% of it bottled up, contained inside of you. But by telling me, you will let go of 50% of it and be left with half of the burden that you are currently carrying. Do you follow?
Are you sure your math is correct?
Well, actually, with me, it's probably...
...died before I was old enough to know her. My grandmother became more of a parent in my life, and she made Christmas very special. Everything she did, it was the closest thing to magic that I've ever experienced. And when she died, that magic faded. He was too busy running his empire. He never really let me be a kid. You know, I spent countless amounts of holidays after my grandmother's death completely alone.
Sorry.
As I get older, Christmas just ends up reminding me of how much I miss my grandmother. And it ends up becoming something I try to survive rather than celebrate.
But don't you think she'd want you to be happy at Christmas time?
William nods.
Yeah, I know she would be. But, I haven't managed to find a way to do that yet, so...
Well, you can consider me your own personal Christmas cheerleader. I know I will turn you around on Christmas.
Is that a threat?
It's a fact. Eventually, I will wear you down.
Rebecca sits in front of her laptop in the cafe. Her screen reads, Young Incorporated welcomes new hire, Riley Van Arden, assistant to William Young. Rebecca has a quizzical look. She underlines Riley Vance in her notebook.
That's just got interesting.
Martin accosts William as he jogs around a corner.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Young. Oh, I'm sorry. Good
morning, Mr. Mayor.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
He jogs alongside William.
Can I have a word with you?
Sure.
You know what I love most about this town?
What's that?
It's magic.
Magic?
Let me prove it to you. If I lived in any other town in the world, I'm unemployable. But in this town, I'm the mayor.
Forgive me, no offense, but that doesn't exactly strike me as a selling point.
What I'm saying is this is a special town. It's so special that everyone who lives here, special too, that's its magic. And I'd like to share a little bit of that magic with you by inviting you to ride with us on the Christmas Carol Van.
Christmas Carol Van?
Mm-hmm. It's an old, unique tradition. You never heard about this?
Can't say that I have, sir.
Well, that's funny, because your grandmother helped start it.
Really?
Yeah. You see, at the end of a factory day, a dozen workers decided to jump on the back of a flatbed truck and go Christmas caroling. And every year since then, the carolers in the truck have made their appearance. And it's been getting bigger and better every year. Your grandmother was one of the original Christmas Dozen, as we've come to call them.
Christmas Dozen?
Oh, and I have it on solid authority from a local historian. She put it all together in order to cheer up her grandson who was feeling a little down at Christmas time.
That's funny, I don't remember that.
I'd be very honored if you'd ride with us tonight.
Can I bring a friend?
Riley?
Yes.
You two have been spending a lot of time together, huh?
We're not dating or anything. I mean, that would be unprofessional.
Mr. Young, you don't strike me as someone who plays by anyone else's rules other than your own. That's what I like about you.
Thank you, sir.
This evening, I'll see you.
I'll be there with bells on.
Great.
As William walks away, Martin pumps his fists. Garlands decorate pillars outside the house. Riley sets two mugs down on the dining table. She sees the copy of The Night Before Christmas that William brought with him.
Not such a Scrooge after all.
She opens the front cover. A handwritten inscription reads, First book, William Young, age 5. Read aloud all by himself to his grandmother Helen, December 24, 1995. Riley scrambles to close the book.
Hi, Mom.
In order to have a peaceful holiday season,
I'm willing to overlook the argument we had the other day.
Mom, please, I told you I had to do this.
I know, but you're my daughter, and I'll always worry about you. It's my job.
Riley's mom decorates cookies.
But I know that you're an adult. And as an adult, you're responsible for your own decisions.
Oh, thanks, Mom. That is very... Well, it's very adult of you.
You always had your father's sense of humor.
Anyway, I'm glad you called. I sent you and Dad a link to the factory website, and I need you to forward it to everyone you know.
Oh, yeah. We already did. I bought 10 to give away as gifts, one to keep for myself, and your father even put it up on the store site.
Oh, that's great. All right, Mom, I'm going to call you later, okay? Right now, I need to see a man about a sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Clever.
Riley smiles and hangs up. William lets Riley into the house.
Hi. Hi. How do you feel about kids?
You mean, do I want to have children of my own someday? Well, I guess that depends on the woman I end up marrying.
Okay, well, thank you for your forthcoming answer, but I specifically meant reading to them. I'd like to set up a meet and greet at the local school to have you read at the night before Christmas to the kindergarten class.
Oh. You know, my grandmother actually taught me how to read with the night before Christmas.
Imagine that. So wait, was that a yes? Because it sounded like a yes to me.
That is a yes. I will do it.
Great, because we are heading over there right now.
How did you know I was going to say yes?
Oh, and don't forget your copy of the book.
William looks taken aback. Snow blankets the school grounds.
He sprang to his sleigh, and to his team gave a whistle. And away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Hello, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I heard someone reading my favorite story.
Well, hello, Santa.
Hello, William. It looks like you've got a room full of very good little girls and boys.
I am certain that we do.
Santa sits down.
And I'm looking forward to visiting each and every one of your homes on Christmas Eve. Now, I have a secret I want you all to know. When the elves at the North Pole are running behind on their Christmas list, we catch up on toys from the Young Toy Factory. The elves refer to Dover as Toy Town.
William smiles at Riley.
The Young Toy Factory is just as important to Santa as it is to the town.
Thank you, Santa. I will keep that in mind.
I've got some candy canes here for my friends. There you go, dears.
Did you arrange for Santa to make an appearance?
No, I thought maybe you did.
Rebecca raises her phone to her ear. Riley's dad answers.
Hello, Vance Industries.
Hi, Vance Industries.
The one and only.
Oh, great. Is Riley there?
I'm sorry, she's not at home. Right? I mean, she's not in the office today.
Rebecca looks satisfied. Riley and William stand on a truck full of carolers.
Stood here before. My grandmother must have brought me along on one of my father's trips to the factory. Must have been the year my mother died.
The carol van passes crowds of people. Riley and William walk to the door of the house.
You know, I got to admit, I feel more at home here than I ever have in New York City.
It reminds me of my hometown.
Yeah? Where's that?
Not far from here. A town called Exeter.
Did you leave anybody special behind when you moved to the big city?
You mean besides my mom and dad? No. None of the guys I dated were keepers. Maybe I wasn't the keeper.
Oh, come on. You're totally a keeper.
Yet none of my relationships lasted past Thanksgiving. Never had that special someone to share Christmas with.
Well, Riley, I must say that there is one last thing that would help me feel more at home at this place.
Okay, what's that?
Christmas decorations.
I can't believe it. I'm not falling for that. It is a trick, like Lucy with the football.
I'm serious, and I know you kept them, didn't you?
I did. I hid them in the garage.
Riley and William the house. Back to back, they each decorate their own tree. As Riley leans away, William sneaks an ornament off her tree.
Okay.
She leans to the other side and William tries to steal another ornament.
I know what you're doing.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Way to keep your cool. You made me drop an ornament.
I just think that you've had enough. You're cut off. Give me your keys.
You can't cut me off from Christmas ornaments.
I know, you're addicted.
It looks great.
Yeah. When was the last time you had your eyes checked? So what are your Christmas plans?
Going home to see the folks. We have a whole schedule every year. Christmas Eve dinner, the opening of a single present, midnight mass, all the flourishes. How about you?
To be determined. I usually go someplace warm. Pick a random spot on a map and last minute effort to surprise myself.
You go by yourself?
Yes, and it is rather peaceful.
It sounds pretty lonely.
Well, I may be alone, but I'm never lonely.
Not this year. You can't be alone on Christmas. I will not allow it. You can come home with me. There's an extra room over the garage. It's like its own apartment, and my mother will love having someone to fuss over. She'll treat you just like you're part of the family.
William smiles. Riley looks at him with a sincere expression. William retrieves his phone.
Sorry. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, we can be right there. Okay.
What's wrong?
Sales have hit a brick wall.
Garrity leads Riley and William through the factory.
We were doing great. The wishes were selling like hotcakes, and then suddenly everything flatlined.
Well, how close are we?
Just a little over halfway, and I've been calling everybody, doing everything I possibly can to get the word out there to try to meet our sales goal. Oh, sorry for the late notice. This is Rebecca Neston. She works at the local paper. She wants to publish a story to help us get the word out. This is Mr. Young. She knows a lot of people outside the town.
Who is Riley Van Arden?
What'd she say?
I said, who is Riley Van Arden? Because you're Riley Vance.
Please don't do this, not now.
You thought that you hired Riley Van Arden, but really you hired Riley Vance. And you'll notice that there's a significant difference in the two resumes. One is more Ivy League and the other's more Bush League.
Rebecca hands William the resumes. He flips through them.
What is this about?
He and Riley step aside.
It was a mistake.
You mean a mistake? What is this?
A simple mix-up. The resumes got switched in my interview. I know I should have told you, and I wanted to tell you, but...
Riley, I trusted you with details in my personal life I've never trusted anyone else with before. Do you know how difficult that is for me?
Yeah, I know. I know you did, but you can still trust me.
I can't trust you? I invested in this factory, in this town, and more importantly, in you.
I never lied about who I was. I'm sorry.
Riley leaves.
Could we have Miss Neston escorted off the property, please?
I have every right to report on this story.
I don't allow Grinches in my factory. Not ever.
A man escorts Rebecca away.
Mr. Young, I apologize. I was just anxious to get the word out. Regardless of what is true about Miss Riley's experience or her name, she has a good heart. Without her, we would have been sunk. But now, at least we got a chance of keeping this factory open, so I hope you're gonna not let that slip away.
Garrity leaves. William looks thoughtful. William rubs his face. He walks away. Riley walks around her dad's store with a clipboard. A sticky note hangs from a computer monitor.
Vance Industries. Yeah.
She sits down at the computer. William sits on a bench on the street. People pass by with shopping bags. Martin comes around a corner and sees him.
Young. I heard what happened. Mind if I sit down?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Martin joins William on the bench.
Hmm.
I never get tired of this view.
It's hardly the Grand Canyon.
To me it is. Because it was from this very bench that I first saw my wife. Never forget it. I was 16. She was this vision, disappearing into the grocery mart with her mother. Yeah, it was right over there. Grocery store's gone, but she isn't.
Oh. I'm very glad that your life worked out. All Norman Rockwell. Huh? That's not my life.
It could be. I've seen the way you look at her. I know that look. I had it right here. I nearly got frostbite waiting for her to come out. But I had to.
Why's that?
She was like the sun. Her beautiful smile just warmed me right up. And when she finally came out, I went straight up to her, started talking. I didn't know what I was saying. But I just kept talking. We've been talking ever since.
It's a nice story. I'm having trouble seeing how that relates to me. Riley, she pretended to be somebody that she wasn't. And
who would that be? Kind, caring person who wanted to save this town and just maybe Christmas for you. Maybe she's not the one who's pretending. Who do you want to be, Mr. Young? The man you are here, or the man you are when you're with her? Take it from me. The bench is cold.
William nods. Martin leaves. Amanda enters the house.
So it's true. I hired the wrong girl.
She joins William in the living room.
You hired the girl that impressed you in that room. No matter what her name or background or resume would suggest. I didn't even have a resume when your father hired me.
I wish that she would have come clean. That she would have trusted me enough to tell the truth. It's very difficult for me to let people close.
And yet, somehow, this one got close.
Amanda, I've never had a woman challenge me like this before. You know? I mean, you know what it's like when people find out my net worth. I mean, they can't see past it. Riley's never seen things that way. She's always seen me for who I am.
William looks off wistfully. Amanda stuffs a piece of paper into his hand.
Riley Vance's home address.
William looks at the piece of paper. Cars drive down the decorated street at night. William sits in a chair looking stern. He picks up his copy of The Night Before Christmas. He opens the cover and reads the inscription. He smiles and blinks back tears. He closes the book and looks up.
This one's for you, Grandma.
William retrieves his laptop and opens it. The The screen displays a web page promoting the Christmas Fair. A motorcycle speeds down the road at night.
I'm sorry to ruin Christmas.
Oh, honey, you can never ruin Christmas. Christmas is bigger than all of us. No one thing going wrong could ever possibly ruin it. Don't worry.
Hey, you had a good ride. You took the hit so the town could thrive. Nothing but good can come from that.
You were right, Mom. I should have come clean from the start.
I take no joy in being right. I wish I'd been wrong. I would have rather that I was wrong.
Riley's parents get up.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Riley.
Shocked, Riley throws off her blanket and gets up. William stands in the doorway. Riley smiles.
Mom, Dad, this is William.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Sir, how are you doing?
Good, you?
Good. Riley, can we talk?
Sure.
Riley and William go outside. The walk down the steps of Riley's family home.
I wanted to tell Amanda about the mix-up, but before I could, I was in the conference room, and then you hired me, and I really felt like I could save the toy factory, so I was afraid if I told you at that point.
Look, it doesn't matter. I understand.
I know we're close to Christmas, but could you please come back to Dover tomorrow? Let's finish what we started.
Snow blankets Dover in the outside of the factory.
Last box, and we're out of here.
Okay.
What's going on?
Riley approaches.
We sold off the last of the inventory.
That's fantastic. This all happened last night?
Yep, and William offered to make the last delivery himself. See you later.
You made it.
William steps off a delivery truck.
You did this.
I decided to do a little last-minute Christmas shopping.
It's a good thing that you did.
This town is important to my family. It's important to me. But this was all your idea. I just provided the funds, and that part is easy. Just buying time for everyone to have a nice Christmas. Hmm. We can formulate a long-term solution in the new year, but for now, we need to keep this factory open. It's iconic. It's the flagship operation of Young Incorporated. We can meet with all the online majors in January and open up those new sales channels, but in the meantime, what's most important is delivering all these toys. So what do you say? Wanna come along for the ride?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Perfect. Let's get you to work. Can you help me with this box?
The two lift a large box onto the truck.
You know, it's a good thing, too, because... because Comet has a cold, and we can use all the extra hooves on deck, if you know what I mean.
They shut the delivery truck door.
You know, my father felt that blood was stronger than performance, choosing to leave me the company over far more qualified individuals.
You shouldn't underestimate yourself.
Well, what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, I want to do everything that I can to earn what my father left me. But I don't want to do it, and I can't do it without you.
The two drive the delivery truck.
You're overqualified to be my assistant. What I want to do is set you up with your own consulting firm. We'll provide you the startup funds, but it'll be entirely owned and operated by you. It'll be your baby. My hope is that you will want to continue the work that you've done for the toy factory, for several other young enterprises that need restructuring.
I'm floored.
The truck jolts.
So is the car. Okay, thanks. It's gonna be hours until the wreckers can get here.
No need. I got this. Try starting.
Okay.
Riley closes the hood. William starts the truck.
Huh.
Do you have any other hidden talents besides auto repair that I should be aware of?
You'll have to wait and see.
A sign reads, Children's Hospital. Children gather at Santa's feet as he hands out gifts.
Madison hasn't looked this happy since before she broke her leg.
Well, I'm glad I could help, even if it's just a little.
Oh my goodness, I love giving out presents at Christmas time. You like getting presents?
Riley smiles at William.
Wonderful!
Riley and William walk through the carnival grounds, decorated with lights.
It's Christmas Eve. It's exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it in the air? Like someone, somewhere turned all of the Christmas lights all over the world on at the exact same time.
Yeah, it feels like Christmas Eve should. Like magic.
We did it, didn't we?
You did it. You saved Christmas for an entire town.
It was a team effort. I was just the Christmas cheerleader. Maybe we can just chalk it up to a happy accident.
Oh, there was no accident to speak of.
I'm sorry that I betrayed you.
Please, you've apologized like 100 times already.
I just don't know how all of this happened. I kept digging myself deeper and deeper.
Hey, it was for a good cause.
I'm not talking about the factory. I'm talking about you. I just wanted to be around you all the time. It felt right. And I thought maybe I might be lucky enough to spend Christmas with you this year.
William smiles.
And I wanted to tell you, but things got messed up. Thank you, though, for everything you've done for me and for letting me finish what I started.
Well, actually, you're not finished. You're coming back to work for me, and I will not take no for an answer.
Well, in that case, Mr. Young, I accept the offer.
Excellent. So we'll just have to approve your resume, and then we'll be in business.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I wanted to thank you for giving Christmas back to me as well.
Well, it's tough to shop for the guy who has everything.
Well, I don't quite have everything. I don't have you. Riley, nobody's ever talked to me the way that you do. Nobody's ever made me feel the way that you do. You know, when I'm with you, I don't feel like William Young, I feel like me. I want to be the man that I am when you're around. I want you, Riley.
Riley and William kiss. Behind them, colorful Christmas lights shine in the night.